On March 31st, the United States observes Cesar Chavez Day. It celebrates the birthday of Cesar Estrada Chavez, and it serves as a tribute to his commitment to social justice and the respect for human dignity. Cesar Chavez helped found the United Farm Workers in 1962. It is the nation's first successful and largest farm workers union to address the poor working conditions that farm workers faced and the denial of a decent life in the fields and communities of California's agricultural valleys. Despite the major strides farm workers made during the 1960s and 70s, many farm workers continue to be exploited in the fields and are exposed to dangerous working conditions. However, farm workers are not sitting idly with their arms crossed. They continue to organize themselves throughout the United States to ensure they live with dignity. Over the last 20 years, the Coalition of Mockley Workers, based in Florida, has organized to address declining wages for workers, violence and abuse experienced in the fields, and impoverished living conditions found in farmworker communities. The CIW is a community-based organization of mainly Latino, Mayan Indian and Haitian immigrants working in low-wage jobs throughout the state of Florida. The group's organizing body is based on principles of popular education and leadership development. One of the CIW's first accomplishments was to establish a cooperative to sell staple foods and other necessities at cost in order to combat price gouging by local merchants. Today, the CIW also owns and operates Radio Conciencia, a low-power FM radio station that features music, news, and educational programming in Spanish, Haitian, Creole, and several other indigenous languages. They strive to build strength as a community on a basis of reflection and analysis, constant attention to coalition building across ethnic divisions, and an ongoing investment in leadership development to help members continually develop their skills in community education and organization. From this basis, they fight for, among other things, a fair wage for the work they do, more respect on part of the bosses and the industries where they work, better and affordable housing, stronger laws and stronger enforcement against those who would violate workers' rights, and the right to organize on their jobs without fear of retaliation and an end to the forced labor in the fields. Southwest Florida is the state's most important center for agricultural production, and Immokalee is the state's largest farmworker community. As such, the majority of the approximately 5,000 members work for a large agricultural corporation in the tomato, citrus, and other harvests, traveling along the entire East Coast following the harvest in season. Many also move out of agriculture and into other low-wage industries that are important in the area. They began organizing in 1993 as a small group of workers meeting weekly in a room borrowed from a local church to discuss how to better the community and their lives. Over the past several years, through the Campaign for Fair Food and their anti-slavery work, culminating with the emergence of the Fair Food Program, Immokalee has evolved from being one of the poorest, most politically powerless communities in the country to become, today, an important national and statewide presence with forceful, committed leadership directly from the base of the community, young migrant workers forging a future of livable wages and modern labor relations in Florida's fields. Today, March 3rd, 2013, marks the beginning of a two-week-long march from Fort Myers to Publix headquarters in Lakeland, Florida. From March 3rd to the 17th, the CIW and its allies march 200 miles for rights, respect, and fair food. They will march to celebrate the changes underway today in Florida's tomato industry. They march so that Publix, Florida's largest privately owned supermarket company, does finally support the Fair Food Program, and so that one day farmworkers across this country might enjoy the unprecedented new rights and working relationships being born today in the fields of Florida. If you'd like to join and help the CIW win the participation of Florida's wealthiest corporation, you can visit their website to find out how you can plug into at www.ciwonline.org or send a message of solidarity through ally organizations like the Student Farm Worker Alliance at www.sfalliance.org. On our website, you can find a conversation between members of the Coalition of Mockley Workers and the Student Farm Worker Alliance discussing the historic and radical changes that have taken place in the community of Mockley since the formation of the CIW and the work they have done thus far.
Dios vive.